This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Well, now's the time of year to be planting seeds, and especially vegetable seeds, to bring you those delicious, nutritious, organic, zero food miles veg in the summer and autumn. And if you have your own garden, well, of course, you'll be doing your own planting there. But if you don't have your own garden, or if you don't have the confidence, or, well, I suppose perhaps the knowledge to grow things yourself, or if you just like to combine your growing with a bit of socialising, then, well, perhaps a community garden could be what you're looking for. Community gardens, they're a growing movement at the moment, if you excuse the pun, quietly springing up all over. And here on Environment Matters, we've heard about, well, we've heard about Grow Community Sopwell's community garden that's off Berners Drive. Also from the volunteers at the Marshallswick Community Garden about how much they love tending the plots outside the parish council offices there, particularly during lockdown. And you can hear the shows where we heard about those community gardens if you go to the podcast page of mix92.6.com. But now there's a relatively new group, Grow Chiswell Green, and they've got plans for a new community garden at Greenwood Park to the south of St Albans. I spoke to Christy Mitchell of Grow Chiswell Green, and I started by asking her, well, where this had all started.
So Grow Chiswell Green is basically the community organisation that I set up last year with a couple of people in the community. I was basically on maternity leave at the time, and it was just kind of after the pandemic. So this was maybe kind of a year and a half ago. You know, the pandemic kind of forced us to do quite a lot of walking around your local area and just kind of explore more of, you know, the local area. And I had just moved to Chiswell Green. And I was walking around Greenwood Park and I just thought, what a beautiful place. You know, I've never felt more calm and more inspired than when I'm walking around Greenwood Park. But actually, you know, more could be made of it. So I feel like there could be a bit more of a community hub here. We could be growing things together. We could be making more use of the land, bringing wildlife in, creating kind of allotments and creating a little bit of a hub for the community to come together. So really, it was just kind of walking around Greenwood Park and thinking, oh, this is a beautiful space. What more could we do here? And so I kind of reached out to a number of people local to me in Chiswell Green who were interested in doing this. And we got together and created Grow Chiswell Green.
So now there are already, of course, allotments down at Greenwood Park. But your idea is for a community garden. How will that be different? What benefits will that bring?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So actually, Greenwood Park is really great for allotments. There are two allotment sites in Greenwood Park currently. I guess what makes this community garden different is that it's going to be completely open and completely accessible to everyone. So whereas allotments, you know, are kind of privately owned by individuals, and that's fantastic, what we want to do here is create something that is truly owned and built by anyone in the community who wants to get involved. What we want to do is bring people together around a shared love of growing and gardening, essentially. So it's going to be open to anyone. You know, you don't have to be an expert gardener. I'm in no way, shape or form an expert gardener. In fact, I'm actually a complete beginner. But we want it to be open to the community, growing fruits and vegetables, plants, and creating a beautiful green space that anyone can enjoy.
Brilliant. So that sounds like there's going to be lots of community benefits as well as the growing benefits as well. So do you know where in Greenwood Park this would be?
Yes. So it will be just next to the GP surgery in North Close, the kind of North Close area of Greenwood Park. So actually, this is quite interesting because if you say Greenwood Park, a lot of people know that you go in through the entrance, you know, where the kids area is and where Lazy Llama Cafe is. Not everybody knows that if you go past Lazy Llama Cafe, you get to this beautiful wooded area. And if you walk past that woods, there's this huge open field where some people kind of walk their dogs, and you've got the other set of allotments there. And it's a really, really beautiful space. And that is where the community garden is going to be.
Do you know, Chrissy, I think you're absolutely right. Greenwood Park really does have hidden delights, hasn't it? Little pockets where actually you can feel really very secluded. And that's lovely that you're planning for your community garden to be in one of those more secluded pockets. How easy was it for you getting permission, getting the go-ahead for this?
Mm-hmm. My experience of working with St. Stephen's Parish Council has actually been overwhelmingly positive so far. They've been enormously supportive of this, not just of the community garden, but also of our other activities. So, for example, they gave us a small grant last year to host a autumn wildlife festival in Greenwood Park, which was super, super successful. We had over 750 people come, and that was in October. And since then, you know, we've been building a really good relationship with them. Of course, the only thing I would say is for anybody else, and I know there are kind of other pockets of people looking at creating either wildlife gardens or community gardens around St. Albans and wider areas, it does take a little bit of perseverance because I think the most important thing is about finding the right person in your local council to speak to. As soon as you've kind of found that right key contact, you know, it can take a little bit of time to understand the bureaucracies. I have had to go to the council meeting and kind of present a few times. But overwhelmingly, I would say the St. Stephen's Parish Council in particular has been really supportive, and couldn't be more grateful to them for their support of this.
Okay, well, that's really good to hear. And those tips there are helpful, because I do think there are other communities who are hoping to do something not dissimilar to what you're doing here. So what's your vision for the community garden? If everything goes as well as it can do, what will be your best hope for it? What will it look like, and what will happen there?
Gosh, we have really big ambitions for the community garden. So we want it to be, I would say, two things. First of all, a community hub. So we want to create that kind of community allotment where people are coming together every, say, Saturday morning, planting potatoes, and we're planting kale, and we're planting vegetables, and we're planting flowers, and we're harvesting as a community. And we're talking about how we can grow things together, what we can do with them, and, you know, also enjoying just coming together at the weekend and kind of getting to know each other, all people in the local community. There isn't a huge amount of community activities that go on in this area. And then the second thing is we want to create a kind of haven for local wildlife as well. So planting really wildlife friendly plants, leaving some areas to be kind of rewilded, creating over time a pond, maybe a bug hotel. We actually had some really fantastic ideas come through because we hosted a community garden design contest last year, and we had quite a few children from Killigrew School enter. The winning design was a young girl called Lexi, who had some absolutely amazing ideas for how we can make this community garden really thrive. And so we're just at the moment trying to integrate all of those ideas into the final design of the garden. But really, it's about two things. How can we bring the community together? How can we make this a wildlife haven? And also, how can we make this really accessible for everyone?
Well, that sounds like an absolutely fantastic vision there. And I can hear people say, oh, do you know, I'd like to be part of that. If they do want to be part of that, what should they do?
So if anybody wants to be part of the community garden, there's a few ways that they can do that. So we have a website, Grow Chiswell Green. We also have a Facebook page. People can sign up to the mailing list, or people can join our WhatsApp group if they want to be a community gardener. So if they're interested in coming down, helping out with starting to build the community garden, or they have ideas and want to feedback. Another way is we've just set up a crowdfunder. You can also find on the Grow Chiswell Green website. But of course, we need a little bit of funding to get us started. So if anyone else is interested in supporting this, donating to the crowdfunder would also be greatly appreciated.
Okay, that sounds great. And what are the steps that you're going to be taking next for anybody who is volunteering? What are they going to be doing?
So the first step really is to kind of have our final design of the garden, which I think we've got, you know, a good idea of the things we want. Lots of raised beds. You know, we've just been donated a ton of seeds from Aylitz Garden Centre. They've also been hugely supportive of all of this. And then understanding, you know, where are our water butts going to go? Where's our shed going to go? All of those types of things. But we want to get started with the build kind of as soon as possible, really. So over March, we're going to be kind of doing the planning. And then in April is really when we start bringing the community together to start building the raised beds, planting and creating the garden.
Brilliant. And you'll be just in time to get things into the ground. So hopefully you should have a really productive year this year as well.
One more thing I wanted to say is just with these community groups, it can be really difficult to do things yourself. You know, most of the people still work full time or have childcare and various other commitments. I would absolutely say that this wouldn't go anywhere without the help of this small group of really, really enthusiastic supporters. So Joe, Anna, Anita, Emily, Peter and Ben, who have been absolutely fantastic in helping to drive this forward. And we've recently just created this kind of wider group of community gardeners who are helping to drive this forward as well. But having that really close group of community support is just amazing. And we absolutely wouldn't be as far as we are without those people helping to do this.
Oh, Christy, that sounds fantastic. It sounds like you've got a wonderful team there, and it sounds like you're going to have a brilliant year this year getting this garden underway. Thank you so much for telling us about that. Oh, and do come back and tell us how you get on as well, because we would love to hear about it.
That sounds great.
My thanks to Christy Mitchell from Grow Chiswell Green. Oh, well, I absolutely love the sound of this project. It just sounds brilliant, doesn't it? Particularly the way that they're already doing things like involving the local school children in the planning of the garden. That is such a good idea, isn't it? Well, as Christy said, there's lots more to Greenwood Park than might initially meet the eye. And another exciting project down there is the butterfly banks that were constructed down there in 2019 to help the small blue butterfly. Now, you might know that the small blue's the UK's smallest butterfly, and it just being hanging on locally in one patch on the old Butterfly World site. Well, you'll remember that that site closed and there was concern that the butterfly would be lost, and so the butterfly banks were created to provide the habitat that the butterfly needs. It needs a sunny site on chalky soil with plenty of kidney vetch plants for its caterpillars to eat and other flowers for adult butterflies to feed on. Now, they've planted other plants, like they've planted Birdfield trefoil, and that's an important nectar source for the small blue butterfly, and also for the caterpillar food plant of the common blue. There's also the wild rock rose. It's another nectar source for the small blue, and also one of the caterpillar food plants of the brown Argus butterfly. And then there's horseshoe vetch, which is a nectar source for the small blue and the food plant for the locally rare Chalk Hill blue butterfly. So the butterfly bank, it's a great habitat, not just for the small blue butterfly, but for many other butterflies, as well as many moths and other insects. Do take a look if you're down in Greenwood Park. Now, those plants that I mentioned would be great plants to include in your wildlife garden too. There's the kidney vetch, horseshoe vetch, bird's foot trefoil and rock rose. And you might want to add a little bit of crushed limestone to the soil too. And a couple of weeks ago, we heard how Marshallswick residents were being encouraged to set aside a little bit of their gardens to be part of the parish-wide flower patchwork that's being called the Paradise for Pollinators. Do take a listen on the podcast page of mix926.com. And if you're inspired to do even more for wildlife in your garden, then check out the resources on the Wilderhood Watch website or on the Wilder St Albans webpage. And the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust have got an interesting event for you too. They say that if you're looking for something to do this Easter holiday, why not go and explore their wildlife garden at Grebe House in Verulamium Park in St Albans. They've got an event which is on Tuesday the 4th of April and it's 10 till 1. They'll be showing you how to make your garden and your lawn more wild and some of the nature that you might find around there. You can even meet Willoughby, their giant willow-weaved hedgehog, and he's rather gorgeous. So that's on Tuesday, the 4th of April, 10 till 1. It's free. All ages are welcome. It's family-friendly, but they say do be aware that the event is weather-dependent. Now, I said that there's a lot of community gardens being set up, but Food Smiles is a community gardening group that's been producing food, well, for quite a while now. It's a community benefit society, and it's got a site at Hammond's End Farm on the outskirts of Harpenden, and also at a site at the CDA Garden on Hixbury Lane in St Albans. Their aim is to encourage people to grow and eat more sustainable local food through building a community of food growers. Now, their main working parties are on Wednesday afternoons, which is their harvest day, and Saturday afternoons, although members are also free to work, well, at any time of the day on Wednesdays, Saturdays and Sundays. Now, they've got an open day coming up on Saturday, the 1st of April, between 2 and 4 at their site on Hammond's End Farm near Harpenden. So do go and take a look if you're even in the slightest bit interested, as they say that they're looking for new members who are keen to grow organic veg. Well, ideally, they want some people with expertise, but they also say that enthusiastic novices are really welcome too. You'll find all the details on the events page of mix926.com, along with lots of other great local events too. And do remember that you can post your event there entirely free of charge, and our lovely team of presenters will give your event a shout out on their show so that listeners hear all about it. I'd love to hear what you'll be growing this year. Will you be focusing on helping wildlife and enjoying turning your garden into a wonderful wildflower meadow? Or is growing your own more your thing? In which case, what are you really looking forward to growing? Or if you're a member of a community garden, what do you particularly love about it? Well, or perhaps there isn't a community garden near you, but you'd love to follow the lead of Christy and Grow Community Chiswell Green and set one up. I really would love to hear from you. You can get in touch via email. I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com, or look out for Environment Matters on Mix92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. I'll be with you at the same time next week when we'll hear about the potential problems that dogs can cause to wildlife and how you can take easy steps to avoid them. Until then, though, thank you for listening.